Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you live from the Fresno Food Expo 2016. And I'm here at the Rosenthal Olive Ranch booth. And we are cooking up a storm right now. What I have for you today is something simple, yet very, very delicious that I think you're going to love. This is my recipe for a classic Arbasana Modena Italian balsamic vinaigrette. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do is I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know the ratio for making a really, really great vinaigrette is 3-to-1 oil to vinegar. Now, I always cheat only a little bit just because what we're going to be doing is slightly different and I want a lot more flavor. Let me tell you first that vinaigrettes are not just used for salads. They're good for chicken. They're good for steak. They're good for fish. The sky is truly the limit whenever you're cooking with a really great vinaigrette. So what I'm going to do is take a bowl, and inside my bowl, I'm going to add in 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic. I'm also going to add in 1/2 cup, and you could do 1/2 cup or you could do 1/4 cup. I prefer 1/2 cup of shallots that I want to have minced really, really nice, really, really fine. I'm going to go ahead and take a fresh sprig of thyme and a fresh sprig of rosemary. I'm going to put that in the bowl as well. I'm going to mix it all around. The next thing I'm going to do is add in 1/3 cup of Rosenthal Olive Ranch's award-winning Arbasana olive oil. Very, very important. And then I'm going to finish it off with 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar that we get also from Rosenthal Olive Ranch as well. It's such a great balsamic because it's imported from Modena, Italy. Now we're going to go ahead and put that all in the bowl. We're going to mix that together. While that's mixing, I want to be tasting because then we need to add a little bit of salt. We need to add a little bit of pepper. I always want to make sure that our seasoning is not only good, but the seasoning has to have a level of balance to it that makes something really, really great. So what I'm going to be doing is we're going to just put a little bit of salt and pepper always to taste because everybody has a different preference. And especially what we're doing right now with this recipe here at the expo, we're just having a lot of fun and just demonstrating how wonderful. This goes good with a nice crostini. You can put this on top of a nice piece of chicken, preferably grilled, because grilled chicken is always going to bring the flavor out so much more whenever you're using a vinaigrette. As for this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give me a like on my Facebook page at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.